This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. If Tennessee legislators say yes to everything Governor Bill Haslam touted Monday evening, you'll pay more when you drive to the grocery store, but you'll save while shopping. And if you've never earned a college degree, you could get one tuition-free. During his 7th State of the State address in Nashville, Governor Haslam talked about the Tennessee Promise, the program offering tuition-free college to all eligible high school students, and he proposed expanding that.
I'm introducing the next step in making certain that everyone in Tennessee has the opportunity to earn their degree. I'm proposing that Tennessee become the first state in the nation to offer all adults access to community college free of tuition and fees.
With that proposal, any of the state's 13 public community colleges would be available to residents who meet certain eligibility requirements, such as not already having an associate or bachelor's degree and having been a Tennessee resident for at least 1 year. During the State of the State address, Haslam also touted his proposal to lower state sales tax on groceries by 0.5%, which would be in addition to a 0.5% cut made several years ago.
This new cut would save Tennesseans $55 million annually on their grocery bills, for a total of more than $100 million since we came into office.
However, Haslam talked about raising the state's gas tax, so you could be paying more at the pump. Prices at the pump would go up by 7 cents per gallon for unleaded, and even more for diesel. The extra revenue would fund new roads and transportation improvements. Some question whether a tax hike is really needed, considering the state has a current surplus of more than $1 billion. Monday night, Haslam responded to such critics.
I have never thought that it was a good plan to pay for a long-term need, like $10.5 billion in approved and needed road projects, with a short-term surplus.
Almost immediately after Haslam finished delivering the 2017 State of the State address, the Tennessee Democratic Party issued a statement criticizing the governor, not because of what he said, but because of what he didn't say. Mary Mancini, the Democratic Party chair of Tennessee, chided Haslam for not addressing issues such as access to health care and protection of refugees. You can hear the full address online. Just go to WUTC.org. I'm Michael Edward Miller.